The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In the program this month, Nursing Notes Live examines the role of nurses caring for our nation's students in schools. In our panel discussion this month, I chat with Marie DeSisto, Director of Nurses and District Coordinator at Waltham Public Schools in Waltham, Massachusetts, and Carolyn Duff, a nationally certified school nurse and current president of the National Association of School Nurses. Here's that discussion on the role of nurses in our schools and communities. I'd like to welcome both of you to Nursing Notes Live, our panel discussion on school nurses.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Before I get started into talking about school nurses, I always like to ask our panelists to briefly tell us a little bit about why they became a nurse and something about their career path through nursing school and to where they are today, because I think it helps tell our our listeners, and especially our student nurses that are listening, a little bit about how they can, you know, expect different things to come about and bring them to their ultimate career path. Why don't we go, Carolyn, why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, I've been a nurse for more years than I want to say, and I was brought to nursing just because it was a good fit for me. I've always had an interest in science, and particularly health science. I enjoy working with people, and I want to make a difference in people's lives. And there are many ways that one can do that in nursing. And so my career path has, I've been through many areas of nursing before I came to school nursing. I first started as a labor and delivery nurse, and then I was a newborn nursery nurse, and for 8 years I was an operating room nurse. And then I became involved in hospital administration, utilization review. I worked in the insurance industry. So I've done a lot of things in nursing, but as a volunteer in my personal life, I've always championed children's causes. So when I became a school nurse, I pulled my volunteer experience in with my nursing experience and jumped into school nursing, and it was just a perfect fit for me.
Great. Well, thanks. And that's pretty much, you know, what I hear from so many nurses that have tried many different things and been many different aspects of what it is to be a nurse in the course of their careers. And I think it's always fascinating for me to hear how that path works. What about you, Marie?
Well, I went into nursing because I was the oldest of six children, and I seemed to always be taking care of my siblings, and I enjoyed that. And one time I was hospitalized, had my tonsils out, and I was just very impressed with, even though I was only five, it was a very memorable experience. And I was impressed with the nurses, and I just decided then and there that's what I wanted to do. And I just kind of always worked toward becoming a nurse when I was in high school. And then I went to Northeastern University, and we had co-op there, so we went to school 6 months and worked in a hospital or somewhere for 6 months. So I got to try a lot of different things. When I graduated, I went into cardiac care, but I always liked working with children. I always liked taking care of children. And again, as time went by, I realized I really liked school nursing when I tried that, and I just took classes and courses and prepared myself as best I could until a job became available. So I was always on that path, kind of seeking a job as a school nurse. And I'm just very passionate about school nursing and the job that we do and the things that we do to help children and families, that we take care of them really for the long haul. We're in the hospital, it's just kind of quick in and out, but we're there and we take with these children for sometimes their whole school career from pre-K to grade 12 and sometimes to age 22 if they're special ed. So we have a big impact on the families.
Great. I think that it's important for us to be involved in many aspects of our community's lives as healthcare professionals, but certainly school nurses just have such an impact on so many different aspects, not just of their children's lives, but in their families as well.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, you're the current president of the National Association of School Nurses, and there are a lot of issues and things that are going on in the schools right now with funding and everything else, but school nurses are so central to making sure that the educational experience is positive and moving forward. What are some of the things that you are doing that you see as are important issues right now for school nurses?
Well, I think that just beginning with the school year, just starting out, this has been my first week back preparing for students to return. And there is a lot of planning that goes into in the preparation process. And connecting with parents of very young children right away and establishing a working relationship with those families is extremely important. And assessing what their healthcare needs may be, not only the healthcare needs of the child, but also of the family. Connecting students and families to health insurance is something that school nurses are involved in. And we know that children who have health insurance have access to care, and connecting students to medical homes is a very important part of what school nurses do. Immunizations is a big part of what we do also, making sure that students are in compliance with the immunization requirements for school entry. And that sounds very simple, but it can be quite challenging because there are time limits usually for students to get in compliance, and health department staffs are shrinking, and it's often difficult to get children appointments to get their immunization. So school nurses work with community health centers and health departments and even private health care providers to make sure that students have the immunizations that they need and that they're protected. Maybe, Marie, you can add more to that.
Yeah. Feel free to jump in on any of these questions, either of you, because I think that it's important to really continue with any ideas you might have. Marie?
Well, I would certainly underscore Carolyn's emphasis on immunizations. And I know Massachusetts and New Jersey are two of the states that have the highest immunization rates, and we also have very high numbers of school nurses. And I feel that there is a correlation between those numbers because we are the gatekeepers. We make sure that kids are immunized, and we do, as Carolyn said, facilitate them getting to a healthcare provider to make sure that the immunizations are up to date and correct. And although, again, as Carolyn said, it sounds like it should be so simple, it is so complex, and especially now with so many different immunizations with, five different immunizations combined together, and what did people get, what didn't they get. But in another area that I find in my practice has been had a big impact is on the awareness of concussions, especially in around high school students. And in the data I have, it shows for my high school, it shows that about 50% of the kids with concussions are athletes, but at least 50% are not. And I think a lot of the emphasis on concussions has been in athletics, and I think we're kind of missing a boat if we're not identifying those other kids who had concussions, you know, falls at home, kicked in head at a concert, fell playing hacky sack. There's just so many sometimes bizarre reasons that they have concussions, but we know that there's a huge educational impact and there are long-term significance to these concussions. So we as nurses really need to be knowledgeable about concussions, and we also need to be able to interpret that information to the educators because they're not quite as aware or quite as coordinated on that. The other issue that I would say is the number of young children who are coming in with severe or chronic health conditions that has really increased recently. Many kids, the kindergarten survival rate is what they call it. Children who are born premature or very, very small or with other problems, cardiac problems that may not have made it 5, 10 years ago, now are living and thriving and coming to school. But they're coming to school with special needs. And you really need a nurse to be there to, again, interpret the medical condition and to provide the appropriate treatment and the appropriate nursing care so they have access to a free and appropriate education in the least restrictive environment, which hopefully is their home school.
And a great part of that planning for the care of those students involves training of the school staff. That is a very important part of what we do all year long, but there is definitely a push at the beginning of the year to make sure that all the new teachers coming into a school understand that students have health care plans and that they have emergency plans created by the school nurses. And school nurses communicate to the staff how the skills they need to, they teach them the skills they need to follow the emergency action plans if there should be an emergency in their classrooms. And that training process really goes on all during the school year. And school nurses have to be very aware of some staff members who may not be as knowledgeable as others and make sure that there's always a competent, trained staff member with students at all times.
I would agree with that. And we do really work on that throughout the year. And it's anything from as simple as standard precautions to make sure that teachers aren't touching blood or body fluids to EpiPen administration, CPR. There's just a host of things that they do need to be taught throughout the year and to be reminded about because their expertise is in education and not in health. And many of them have never had you know, that much, any training in their educational settings. So
some
it's really...
Do not have children themselves.
Right, right. Some of them don't have children themselves, so they don't really know all the time what certain things mean, or they, you know, sometimes they'll want to send someone home because they're sneezing, but that's not necessarily the answer to it, you know, or a stomach ache. And so, again, the school nurse can identify and assess and provide some kind of nursing care and get that student right back to class. So it's really important to have school nurses and adequate numbers of school nurses to provide all these functions and do them well.
And that's really one of the biggest challenges facing a lot of areas right now, because I know I'm lucky enough to be in an area where every school has a nurse most of the time, unless they can't get a sub or something. But that's not the case. And there are places, many places around the country where school nurses are in the school only one day a week. And the rest of the time, that job is fulfilled by an office staff member or a teacher. You know, how hard is it for us really to get a nurse in every school?
Carolyn, I think NASN has some numbers about coverage for nursing and how many percentages of how many schools have some nursing coverage.
There are about 25% of schools in the United States have no nurse at all. But 75% of schools do have school nurses. And I'm not exactly sure of the percentage. I think it's a little more than half of schools have a full-time school nurse. And 25% have a part-time nurse. But that part-time nurse, as you just said, may come to the school one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that nurse is the one who has to do the healthcare planning for students who have special needs,
mm-hmm.
and has to her job as a trainer becomes even more significant and more important. So that the staff that is in the school when she is not there feel competent to handle emergencies and to care for students.
In Massachusetts, we do a lot of data collection and a lot of data reporting. And one of the things that we've found is schools that have a school nurse, the return to class rate is 94%. For instance, in my district, it's a little, just a touch, like 94.2% return to class rate. So if a student comes to see the nurse, they're assessed, they receive a treatment or intervention, and they're able to go back to class. We made over 10,000 phone calls to parents last year. But in the few districts in Massachusetts, and it's very few, who have LPNs versus RNs, their return to class rate is 75% because they're not able to assess or treat as well as a registered nurse. And then in the schools that don't have any nurse at all, it was only like about a 40% return to class rate. It was very poor. So kids need to be in school in order to learn, in order to succeed, in order to achieve. So in order to meet that goal, education really needs to support having enough nurses in the schools so that those kids can come to school and stay in school and stay in class and be productive. So I think that's a really important piece of data that we've been able to generate here in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is way ahead of many states when it comes to data collection, but data collection is what school nurses do. They document everything they mm-hmm. do for students. And more nurses are, school nurses have electronic health records to on which to do their documentation, which makes data collection much more accurate, and it's easier to pull the information out of a computer program. And mm-hmm. we use that information to improve our practices and mm-hmm. to better understand the impact of what we do and to be able to measure the impact of what school nurses do.
And one way we've done that in my district in Waltham, Massachusetts, is in our electronic health record, we're able to set up templates of nursing care. So if a student comes in, say, with a concussion, as I mentioned before, the nurse will ask very specific questions and document very specifically on different signs and symptoms that the student may or may not have. So it's a great way to be able to make sure that the nurse is really covering all the right information based on the current research and literature on assessment for head injuries, and then is able then to print out a report and a letter that goes to the primary care provider and the parents and able to document that. And that's how we're able to get some of our really good data around where are these concussions happening, how, why, you know, that kind of stuff. We're able to retrieve the information really well with the electronic health records.
What about the school nurse as the proponent or advocate for other aspects of health, like nutrition, healthy eating, mm-hmm. With the focus on obesity in our youth right now? What do school nurses bring to the table to help out with that?
Well, one specific example I can give is several years ago when we first got our electronic health record and we were doing heights and weights and generating BMIs, and some people in our school district were saying, you know, our kids are, we're, it's a small urban but very urban district, high poverty level, high unemployment, and shouldn't these kids be in class and not going out to recess? But I was able to see that we had a 20% obesity rate and 20% of another 20% were overweight. So it's 40% of our kids really needed as much recess and activity as they could get. So we were able to use that information right there, and they were able to preserve recess and promote access then to grants and other funding sources to help promote other types of physical activity. Like they just put in a ropes course, and we have some after-school physical activity programs, and we also have a program called Healthy Waltham that promotes good eating and physical fitness for the whole community, including the school. So that's one way we use data to really generate some change.
Carolyn, what about at the national level? Are there resources that the National Association of School Nurses have to that a school nurse can pull from to assist with how to assess, how to provide additional teaching aids for students on things like healthy diets, activity?
On our website, we have tools that nurses can use to set up programs in their schools to educate students about healthy eating and also staff. And school nurses work with the nutrition component of their school health program in order to focus on healthy eating, but also to focus on hunger. You know, many of our students come to school hungry, and we have breakfast programs that we work with to provide free breakfast for all students. And in some school districts, there are different models for serving breakfast where they'll have a grab-and-go breakfast where students can come and grab a healthy breakfast and go to class with it and eat their breakfast in the classroom. And other schools have models where students will have breakfast in the classroom after the bell rings, and they are to be in their seats. They will then eat breakfast. So at the same time that we focus on nutrition, we also think about hunger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to really look at the whole picture, and that brings us around to the fact that for some students, or maybe too many students, the school nurse is the only primary health care provider they see. And the school nurse becomes their primary health care resource.
And another thing, in Massachusetts, we have health care for, and almost all children have health insurance and health care. But there's still the issue of copays. And so if a copay is going to be $40 or $50, sometimes the parents will bring the child to the school nurse first to say, you know, oh, could you check out their sore throat or check out this rash or do you think they really need stitches? So, again, the school nurse is a very trusted member of the community. Nurses are very trusted. And then the school nurse, who the parents really know very well, again, is seen even in higher regard. So a lot of times that people will bring those kids to us first to say, what do we think? And staff, too, to assess different illnesses and, you know, different questions. So it's really important for us to be able to provide that information and get those kids to care quickly. So when we see them, we're able to establish relationships, I'm sorry, Carolyn, with the primary care providers and the other, you know, community health centers, because that's another part of our role is to be members of our community and know where we can get help.
It's true that when there are school nurses in schools, full-time school nurses, that there's more likely to be partnerships with the school to connect students to medical homes or to provide free health care services. If there's not a school nurse in the school, then health care providers don't have anyone to really partner with to, mm-hmm. to provide services to students. In the school district where I am, I've worked for the last 12 or 14 years with two partnerships, and both of them are with local hospitals, and they're both outreach programs, and the one program addresses health care needs for students who have no insurance, and they come to the school, and the school nurses assess the students and make referrals to this partnership. The partnership will make the necessary appointments with either a primary care provider or a dentist or an ophthalmologist, whatever the case may be, will come to school, take the child there on a bus, all with parental permission, of course, and the child will receive the services and be brought back to school the same day. It is a wonderful service. Parents appreciate it very much. They usually line up at my door on the first day of school to sign the permission forms and necessary paperwork. The other partnership served all students, whether they had insurance or not, and would also transport them to a medical home. The purpose of that partnership was to connect children to medical homes, and they also provided transportation for parents and students to go to health care providers from school during the school day.
We've got to wrap up this discussion. I know we could all keep talking for quite some time about this. Yeah. We're all very passionate about it. But maybe, Marie, you could go first. Do you have any thoughts for that nurse out there, or maybe that student nurse that's thinking maybe school nursing is for them? Do you have any advice for them on skills they should develop and directions they should take to become a school nurse?
Yes, I think that they need to look into pediatric assessment classes and to really have great assessment skills, because you are in an autonomous practice as a school nurse, and you need to be someone who is, because it is an autonomous practice for the most part, you need to be someone who's self-motivated and skilled, and also someone who knows the community and knows the people in the community so you can access help. And to realize then finally that you can't ever know everything, but you need to know how to find those answers. And right. I think those would be some good advice.
I think so, definitely. Carolyn, final thoughts, words of encouragement for nurses out there, and both school nurses and those considering becoming school nurses.
Well, I would encourage all school nurses to become members of their professional organizations. There are school nurse organizations in every state, and those organizations provide continuing education for school nurses, and for someone who is not a school nurse but may become interested in being a school nurse, that continuing education would be a great entree into the knowledge and skills necessary for school nursing. And I think another important part of school nursing that we've already talked about is connection to community services. An awareness of and knowledge about services available in the community for families to access to improve the health of students.
Make sure you check out the entire August 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, looking at the ways school nurses impact the health of our children and communities. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I interview our get-to-know nurse, Kathy Wallace, a professional registered school nurse at Parkway Central Middle School in Chesterfield, Missouri. You'll find this and other podcast episodes at the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.